from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
It's one of the, well, it's the simple joys in life.
That, indeed.
It's one that if you can learn to enjoy the simple joys in life, Sean, you'll be rich always.
Always.
That's
yeah.
Sort of the things, the most genuinely enjoyable things in life tend to have no price tag. A walk in the park, a good poop, all those things.
All those things.
And
all sources of
you
pleasure.
Enjoy them just as much when you're monetarily rich as when you're poor.
You can be bankrupt.
You can just, yes.
Or you can be independently wealthy.
Yes.
God does not discriminate how those other things feel.
I'm taking a philosophy class on my Imprint app. Remember, I took interpersonal dynamics? And you know how much better I am interpersonally now.
You are?
Yeah. But now I'm taking this philosophy class, and it's hard because the whole time I'm like, oh, just it reads like motivational TikTok.
Oh,
I'm like,
your favorite.
It's the same lessons and everything, but you're like, oh. Sure, it sure does sound a lot better when David Hume says it than when bro at the gym says it on TikTok. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
The transcripts are the same. Okay, so apparently the NFL is really, really, really trying to get some of their players involved in 2028 flag football. It's going to be a sport in the 2028 Olympics, right?
Yeah, I saw this and I thought of two things immediately, Sean.
What'd you think?
I thought of Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is definitely going to want to be in this because he, you know, already has a grudge match with one of the fastest men in the world.
Oh, that's true.
You know, he just likes to prove that. I feel like he's gonna have to do it because if he's not on the team, whoever wins it, he's gonna be talking all kinds of smack about how much better he is than them. But then I thought of you because this feels a whole lot like the World Baseball Classic.
Yes.
Happens in July.
It's the World Football Classic.
And a guy like Tank Dell specifically.
Why are you doing this?
Because size doesn't matter as much at all.
It doesn't matter at all.
Right.
All that matters is what? Getting open.
Yeah. That's where I kind of don't want the NFL to get NFL players involved in this because, frankly, I don't know how good they'll actually be at it compared to those sports. Look, you've got a. This is not some sport that it's like there's a really small pool of players playing it or something. There are a lot of really good athletes that may have played college football at a lower level, but they only weighed 140 pounds or what have you, that are super lightning fast. Like guys that are Tank Dell but lighter. So they didn't have a chance to go to the next level.
Right.
And frankly, I think they're probably better at it than Jamar Chase
player.
Or somebody like that. Yeah.
Dude, but Tank Dell, in all seriousness, yes, I would be nervous. You know me. I am the person who says I don't want Yordan Alvarez doing anything but raking for the Astros.
Yeah.
That's it. Like playing left field, sliding into bases. He's got permission for me to walk the bases. That's all. Like that's Yordan. And Tank, similarly, I don't need Tank doing anything except catching passes for the Houston Texans. Now, that being said, I feel like he is tailor-made.
He's one of the guys that I think,
he's not in the category you're talking about with NFL players.
Right.
Like, he would kill people.
And I think the advantage the NFL athletes would have is a lot of it, because the body weight's a disadvantage, you know?
That's right.
So one of the things that's a requirement that a lot of the guys that are really good at flag football, they just, the body weight is what was keeping me out of the NFL. Likewise, the guys in the NFL, their body weight is a hindrance. It's like being bulked up and going to run a 10K or something, you know? It's a hindrance. But they do, they're working at route running and covering receivers as their job 365 days a year.
Yeah.
So there is a skill set there where it just might be. And then that's where Tank especially, where I think he's just as fast as a lot of the 140-pound guys, but he also has pristine route running that's been honed by daily competition.
Here's the question. Would you want C.J. Stroud playing in this in 2028?
Yes. Yeah, quarterback for sure.
I think I would too. I'm kind of leaning into the tease here a little bit. I think it'd be really fun to see C.J. and Tank in the flag football.
Now, I guess I have a question about the rules. I have no idea. Do you have to play both ways? Because the quarterback have to play defense?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
That's the case, and I don't want C.J. anywhere near it. Yeah, yeah.
But remember, well, even in playing defense, it's not like he's going to be taking a bunch of collisions, but it's a lot of running and starting and stopping and doing stuff.
Well, I'm guessing the roster isn't just seven guys. You know what I mean?
Right, but there's platooning rules sometimes. In rugby, there's 15 guys, and like rugby, you can't. You're not allowed to substitute in rugby. That's why when football players always think like, okay, oh, yeah, let's stick a bunch of football players out there. There'll be a lot. And like, no, football players, when they first start playing rugby, after like 3 minutes, they're looking to the sidelines to be like, hey, where's my substitute? What? You're tapping their heads.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, it's not so simple. There's a lot of, it's endurance based there, much more so than football.
Someone says, how do y'all not immediately think Lamar Jackson? I think Lamar would be good. I would want my quarterback to be able to, I would need my quarterback to be a better passer than Lamar Jackson.
I need him to be more precise than, yeah.
7-on-7, your quarterback's just back there piecing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's not Lamar. Now, Lamar, and I don't know what the rules are of quarterbacks being allowed to run in 7-on-7. I'm very 7-on-7 ignorant as far as what the rules are for that. I always the highlights that I see are always just quarterbacks just dropping back and just finding guys.
But a guy that can run, I guess the difference is, this is where I would say with Lamar, one of Lamar's advantages in running against the defense is that he's a much better athlete than seven of the guys on the field.
Yeah.
But not as much a better athlete than the four defensive backs. So in flag football, I think, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, you don't have as much of an advantage as a running quarterback in flag football as you do. I mean, it's good if you can do it and everything. It's just that it's not as outsized an advantage. Things like ball placement and accuracy and all that are. So I think guys like C.J. Stroud would probably be better. But I might be wrong on that.
C.J. would be fun to watch in that environment, man.
Yeah.
Especially as a representative of the United States of America. Because there's nothing more American than C.J. Stroud.
We're about to get an education on the text line from people that actually know flag football.
That's cool.
We're going to have to educate ourselves.
No, I'm here for it. That's fine. I'm admitting to being somewhat uninformed about the format.
Well, I can remember going, when I was a player in the NFL, I remember going watching some flag football, like some of the competitive stuff.
Yeah.
And being like in person and totally seeing like, yeah, that dude, if he were just 30 pounds heavier, that's as fast as like the guys in the NFL.
For sure. And that's what makes it interesting internationally, I guess. Someone points this out on the text page, 7330. It's like the 3-on-3 in the Olympics in basketball. How many NBA guys do that? None of the NBA. The star of our 3-on-3 team was Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah.
Remember old Jimmer Fredette from back in the day? I think from BYU. We stunk at 3-on-3. We were one of the worst 3-on-3 teams, the United States, in the entire Olympics.
Yeah.
We sucked at it.
And it's not even, like, think about just, in actually grabbing the flag and everything. That's reps, man.
Yeah.
Just to be able to actually grab the flag, that's a lot of hand-eye coordination and everything. I'm imagining the guys that play flag football all year long are much better than that, than guys that are just doing it to try to get ready for the Olympics.
You know what? I'm here for it. Put Tank in.
Tank's the one.
Yeah, I'm Tank in there. Tank and CJ, as long as CJ doesn't have to play safety or
something. I'll teach him my old gym class flag football trick of tying a knot in your flag so they can't just tie it in a knot
on the belt so they can't pull off.
I bet nobody's thought of that before.
No way, man. Yeah, yeah. Now you're giving away trade secrets here on the radio.
Didn't do that. My friend Aaron LaFave did that.
Cheater.
Yeah.
Did Farragher do it?
Farragher would.
Okay. Yeah. That's my guy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to. to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, it's like giving away. The guy, I gave away my trade secrets on parking spots for the Astros game last week. The guy texted yesterday. He's like, dude, great cheat code on the parking for the Astros. I'll give it again since there's an afternoon game today.
Okay, do it.
All the lots along Preston.
Yeah.
Preston is the street that leads. If you drove down Preston towards the stadium and just kept driving, you would drive right through the glass in center field and probably run over Vanessa Richardson and Brian Bogusevich today.
Yeah, that paints a picture.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do that. I'm just saying, I'm painting a picture of which street it is. But there's parking lots all along that street.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you can
reasonably priced.
You can get within 3 or 4 blocks of the stadium for 15 or 20 bucks.
That's big these days.
It's huge.
Man, I walked to Chipotle the other day. Usually it's no big deal.
The one near the station?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'll go down there if I'm here late. I'll just go and, you know, get a Chipotle dinner.
How bad were you sweating?
It's usually never, like, and I don't like the heat, right. But usually it's a short enough walk that I can feel that I'm on the precipice right about the time I get to the air conditioning.
Yeah.
This one, it was like I didn't even cross the damn intersection before I was sweating already.
Yeah, it's hot out.
Did you guys notice it's hot out?
It's hot out. It was that my truck said 93 when I got in it this morning. 93 yeah. degrees. Crazy. I mean, I don't think that was accurate given the sun was down and everything, but
I don't know. It might have been, man. It's been
hot. Yeah. It's been really hot. Reminding me we're going out to practice in 24 minutes. CJ played flag football at the Pro Bowl. That's right. They did a 7-on-7 at the Pro Bowl, and CJ threw a dime.
That's right.
Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase. Yeah.
He was recruiting Stephon Diggs. He was throwing dimes.
That was when Jamar first thought, like, you know what? I think I am worth more than. I'm gonna hold in this.
And then he's like, you know what? It would be really cool to play for the Texans. And then overwalked Stephon Diggs and just shoved him with two hands. Said, I'm playing for the Texans.
Did we get any clarification on any of the? Definitely
a little bit
wrong things we said about
yeah the
football.
QB only can rush when they are blitzed.
Oh, okay. So if okay. So blitzed, Lamar Jackson's in there, you're just not blitzing.
We're not blitzing. Yeah, make
we're
it throw.
Play coverage. Okay.
7-on-7, they get an automatic free rusher. QB has to run and throw on the run. Kyler Murray would be good. Shane says.
Oh, okay.
But Kyler would be good at that.
Yeah.
That's Kyler finally becomes the American hero that we all knew he would be, and that his agent.
But people are given 7-on-7 rules, but like, what about? I know people know 7-on-7 football, but flag football is. We're not talking about 7-on-7.
But I think that I think they're the one and the same. Are they not?
No,
they're not.
I don't think so.
Okay,
7-on-7 is a drill you do in football. There's a whole different set of rules and everything.
Yeah, but they play seven. There's like 7-on-7 leagues down here in Texas.
Right, right. Yeah. But this is flag football.
But I think they. But I think
that 7-on-7 is just flag football is just 7-on-7, but with flags.
With flags, okay. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure. Like, I don't think there's blockers. And
these
like
Olympic
that.
Sports, though, they always add extra rules to stuff.
All right, text in. 713-572-4610. All right, Tua killed Brian Flores. How did Brian Flores do? Former coach of the Dolphins, current DC of the Vikings. How did he do in responding to Tua Tagovailoa literally saying he's a terrible person? And we'll get you ready for Justin Verlander today. Big, big day for the Houston Astros that we will get to coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.